The name of my story this morning is Captain Hale. Yes. This is Margaret the Bear. She is a security guard at the Camp Hill Mall. She's a regular at Pastor Ed's church, but she does not live close by. She lives way in Palmyra, which is on the other side of Hurst Street. So that's like 45 minutes away, but she makes that drive every time. And this is her brother, Captain Hale. He's a pilot. He lives out in Seattle. His hat there says Boeing on it, if you can see that. And it's about 3,000 miles west of here, but every Christmas time, he comes and visits his sister to spend Christmas with her in Pennsylvania. So, Christmas Eve, Margaret the Bear got in her car and drove her brother, and they came to church, and they went to the 7 o'clock service, and they really loved that service. Yes. But then at the end of the service, Margaret the Bear got into a really good conversation with Nurse Fran, and they were talking about Margaret's having some foot pain, and her shoes are kind of tight, and she stands on her feet a lot, and how important wearing the right shoes and having good foot health is to your whole body. So at the end of the conversation, Margaret said, "Thank you, Fran. That was really very helpful information. Merry Christmas to you." And they hugged, and then they said, "Happy New Year." And Margaret got in her car and drove home. She forgot her brother. Uh-oh. Yes. So she doesn't even know she forgot her brother. She passed the gas station on the way home, and she always stops at. She got a cup of coffee. She chattered with the clerk in the store, which is a friend of hers, and they talked about good foot health and all that stuff. Yes. And it wasn't until she walked into her apartment back in Palmyra and she saw her brother's suitcase by the sofa bed. And she realized she had forgotten him. Oh, good grief. So she quick called his cell phone and to say that she was so sorry and that she'd be right there as fast as she could get there. And she dialed his number and the phone rang in his suitcase. He had forgotten to take the phone with him. Oh, good grief. And so she quick got in her car, and she started to drive back to Camp Hill. And hurry, rush, drive carefully. And what happened next? She ran out of gas. She hadn't been paying attention to the gauge. Good grief, again. So she got the gas can out of the back of her vehicle, and she walked the mile to the gas station and got the can of gas filled and came back and poured it into her gas tank. But then when she went back to the gas station, she had to get a real full tank of gas. And then she drove to Camp Hill. Her brother will be furious with her for forgetting him. And she got to the church, and it was like way after 11 o'clock at night, and the 11 o'clock service was going on, so there was no place to park in the parking lot. So she parked way down Yale Avenue. Good grief times three. Finally, at midnight, she walked into the gathering space, and there was Captain Hale, and he was talking with Uncle Floyd, and they were having look how dressed up he is for Christmas Eve. Yeah. He was talking about the Seahawks to Uncle Floyd, and they were having a really good animated conversation, yes. And when Captain Hale saw his sister there, instead of being angry at her, instead, he told her about how interesting and exciting and good it was to be at the 8:30 service and the 11 o'clock, service. He knew his sister would feel terrible about forgetting him. So instead, he clothed himself in compassion and kindness and humility and goodness and patience. Instead of being angry with his sister, he showed her love. And that's what we should all remember to do. The end.